By This Way Out at 7:30, and we'll be back in your ears tomorrow night at 6:30 with tomorrow's news. Until then, good night.
It is 7 p.m. and you are listening to WORT 89.9 FM and HD in Madison, beautiful Wisconsin in the United States of America. Up next is Query with Dina Nina Martinez.
Enjoy a delicious helping of international understanding and learn about one of Madison's sister cities at A Taste of Timor. The celebration of solidarity with the Southeast Asian island nation of Timor-Leste is on Sunday, May 20th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Goodman Community Center on Madison's East Side. That's the 16th anniversary of Timor-Leste's Independence Day. The event will include Timorese coffee and other refreshments, Timorese music and video snapshots of life in Timor-Leste and Ainaro, Madison's mountainous sister city. There will also be a silent auction with traditional Timorese weavings and other handmade crafts. More information and tickets for the event are available at aideasttimor.org. The Madison-Ainaro Sister City Alliance is coordinated by the East Timor Action Network Madison, which has been active since the early 1990s in support of self-determination and human rights in Timor-Leste. Keeping you informed of opportunities to connect with Madison's sister cities, this is WORT 89.9 FM Madison.
Good evening, Madison. You're listening to Query, the area's longest-running, locally produced queer radio program. I'm your host, Eldon Steele, and that fantastic music you hear in the background is an artist out of England by the name of Eska with her song, her phenomenal song, Shades of Blue. I'll give you a little taste. Yeah, good stuff. There are approximately 7,473,426,500 plus people on Earth, and you, dear listener, happen to be one of them. And according to some estimates, between 2 and 10% of the Homo sapien population currently residing on our planet is LGBTQIA. That's around 149 million to 747 million people on Earth who could be lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, intersex, asexual, or who knows. But no matter where you live and love, we thank you for tuning in. And we would like to remind listeners that we and the fine folks at WRRT are looking for volunteers. No experience is necessary or required, as we can train for all positions. If you would like to host or engineer, cover phones during pledge time, or even write and produce one of our shows with us, please get involved by contacting Glenn or Molly at www.wortfm.org or ring now. You could ring now just to give a donation if you like, but you could ring now if you want to volunteer as well at 608-256-2001. And as always, please join us on Facebook at Query on WORT-FM and give us a like. So, some interesting facts for you folks out there. 41% of transgender folks try to kill themselves at some point in their lives, compared to 4.6% of the general public. These numbers can come from a study by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and the Williams Institute, which analyzed results from the National Transgender Discrimination Survey. Since 2001, more than a dozen other surveys of transgender people worldwide have found similarly high rates, and the problem has grown more visible since Caitlyn Jenner's coming out raised awareness about transgender health issues overall. So if you're someone who's thinking, yeah, I'm transgender and maybe I should just, you know, take my own life, let me just say right now, please don't do it. Please don't. Life can get better. And we have someone here tonight who can tell you how, too. She's a wonderful woman. But I want to give you a number, or there's a Trans Lifeline, and it's a 24/7 hotline, and it's available here in the United States. It is staffed by transgender people for transgender people who are in crisis, from struggling with transgender identity or gender identity to thoughts of self-harm. So if you're thinking of self-harming yourself and you're transgender, the number to ring is 877-565-8255. 877-565-8860. Again, that number is 877-565-8860. Or you could go to the website, which is translifeline.org. That's TRANSLIFELINE.org. So a little fun facts about transgender folks. They've been with our species, our lovely human species, since the dawn of time, since early recorded history. Even the Egyptians had three genders they recorded and celebrated. And 153 years ago, during the American Civil War ended, but during it, over 200 women dressed in men's clothing and fought as soldiers. In fact, Albert D.J. Cashier was born Jenny Irene Hodgers in 1843, and she was an Irish-born immigrant who served in the Union Army during the American Civil War, but she adopted the identity of a man before enlisting and maintained it for the remainder of his life. And when he died in 1915, he was buried in the uniform that he kept intact all those years and was given in an official Grand Army of the Republic Funerary Service and buried with full military honors. And over 132 years ago, and 83 years before the Stonewall riots, Lucy Hicks Henderson was born Tobias Lawson. Though she was born male, she lived as a woman, married twice, and was repeatedly fined and jailed by the government for alleged fraud. In defiance of charges brought against her, Anderson declared to the court, "I defy any doctor in the world to prove that I am not a woman. I have lived, dressed, acted just what I am, a woman." And 102 years ago, Wilmer Little Axe Broadnax was born in Houston in 1916. Now, Little Axe was a gospel singer and was known for his tiny stature and huge voice. He performed with several gospel groups, including the Southern Gospel Singers, the Five Trumpets, the Golden Echoes, the Spirit of Memphis Quartet, and most famously, the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. He performed well into his 70s, and it wasn't until an autopsy was performed following his death that it was revealed that Broadnax had been assigned female at birth. So folks, transgender folks have been with us since the dawn of time. So there's no big surprise. Maybe the only surprise is that we have more ways of disseminating information about them. We have social media and media out there that is at our fingertips in a way that it wasn't before. So maybe that's the reason why more folks are feeling comfortable with being their true selves and coming out as transgender. Now, on Query Tonight, I got to tell you, we are really thrilled to welcome to the airwaves the hilarious Dina Nina Martinez to our studio. Dina, welcome to Query. Before we jump into the questions, could you tell the folks out there a little bit about yourselves? Your mic is hot. And tell us, how did you come to comedy and become a luminary in that world?
Oh, luminary. Oh. Well, Before I transitioned, I was exploring gender, you know, like a lot of us do. I was a showgirl. And then I transitioned and just felt like the only way that I could really express myself was being a showgirl. Because at the time, we were a lot less visible.
Yeah.
And I guess about a year and a half after beginning the whole process, I got to this place where I was just like, this just doesn't feel right. Like, I'm tired of wearing heels and, you know, Spanx and duct taping my body, you know, for years people have been like, you know, you're so funny, you should be a stand-up comic. And I'm like, I'm situationally funny. and so I had this like block with it for the longest time. And one of my friends was like, who was a stand-up comic, was like, you really should try stand-up. And I was like, okay. So he helped me get my first set together. Nice. It was crude, you know, like as far as like raw, not
okay,
not
all right.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm always gonna be crude.
Okay.
Right. So he helped me get my set together, and sure. I was supposed to do 5 minutes. I did three because I was so nervous.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yes, it is.
And I've been doing it for 10 years.
So as a jumping off point, could you describe to our listeners some of the career challenges that a comedian faces when they're working, actually?
Yeah. For women, And
that's a huge topic.
It totally is. Yeah. And there is this inherent sexism in most of society, but even more so in comedy, which is so crazy. And people are like, you know, I'm always called a trans comic or a female comic, and I am proud to be both.
Sure.
But everybody's like, oh, well, let's just see if she's funny. Let's just see if she's funny. Right. You know, like, let's see if that trans person's funny, you know, and it's always a challenge. So,
well,
and
that's indicative of our world. Women are judged immediately as soon as they step a foot outside the door. It doesn't matter if you're trans
completely.
Or born a woman, whatever.
Right.
Women in our society, the world over, it's a human rights issue.
Yeah.
They're abused and used and thrown away and hated upon. But I'm getting off topic.
I mean, you are preaching to the choir.
So comedy, some of the challenges is dealing with that misogyny.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's also sexual harassment, like, in there. And then for me, being trans and a woman, it's people haven't... The age-old thing with being trans is people don't know where to put you. They don't know how to... They have to figure you out before they put you somewhere. So people don't know where to... Like, they get scared to put me on a show.
Why?
Because I'm trans. And I'm like, it's so stupid. That's not the bulk of what I talk about even, you know? But... And so I think that there's just that challenge with people trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And... They just don't.
It's like 1930s America for you.
Totally.
And you're black.
Right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right. So, you said that to the Rachel Dolezal of the Latino community
right now.
So I feel like I'm Latina inside, though.
Inside. So when and where can people catch you if they want to watch any routines you've got going on? And do you have any projects currently in the works that you're either, you know, thinking about or drafting or what's going on?
All kinds of projects.
Excellent.
So I have a whole calendar, which I can spout off to you really quickly.
Sure. Yeah.
So on May 27th, I'm at River West Fun Fest in Milwaukee. So you should check that out. Madison, I'm a part of a show called Body Language, which is a burlesque storytelling show, which I'm kind of excited about. And that's part of Madison Comedy Week. June 24th, I'm in Columbus with Liz Winstead and Beth Stelling.
Awesome.
I know, as part of the Vagical Mystery Tour.
Oh, yes.
Can I say Vagical?
Yes, you can.
Good.
Yes, you can.
And then backtracking a little bit, June 9th, I'm in Chicago at Apocalypse and Strip Joker, which is also a strip comedy show.
So let's do your calendar again. And so
May 27th, River West Femme Fest in Milwaukee.
River West
Femme Fest.
Femme. Nice. All right.
Sorry, my Texas comes
out. No,
June 1st, 9 p.m. at Broom Street, Body Language.
Broom Street here in Madison. Uh-huh.
The burlesque storytelling show. June 9th, Apocalypse and Strip Joker in Chicago for Pride Week.
Mm-hmm.
And then June 24th with Beth Stelling and Liz Winstead, co-creator of The Daily Show, for the Vagical Mystery Tour in Columbus, Ohio.
Wonderful.
And then, I know, I'm so excited about that. And then, of course, Lady Laughs Comedy.
Yeah.
Is,
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, we've got a... So, Lady Laughs was birthed here in Madison, but we're doing a two-day festival in Wichita in July. And then, of course, November, we're bringing about the International Lady Laughs Comedy Festival back to Madison.
Beautiful.
It's going to be amazing. I'm so pumped.
Excellent. So, how would you define transphobia? And could you give our audience some examples of it? And also, I'm sorry to throw multiple questions at you, but I want to get everything in. What are some misconceptions about you that you've had to deal with over the years?
Can I say the butt word that's not a...
keister. Okay. Say keister.
It just doesn't have the same feel.
I know.
Okay, so you said, how do I define... transphobia.
Yeah.
Like, there's so, like, it's the biggest white girl eye roll right now. Like,
come on.
It is so, like, just people don't understand. They don't try to understand. And then when you try to say, hey, this is my issue with it, in a very respectful sort of way,
sure.
Male comics love to shut it down and not talk about it because it makes them uncomfortable because they live in a very progressive place and they feel like they know what's going on, but they just don't want to talk about it because they feel uncomfortable about it. Sorry, that's a soft spot apparently for me.
No, that's wonderful. I'm glad you said that. I don't understand this thing that people have with not wanting to discuss things that make them uncomfortable. I mean, I get that you may be a little apprehensive of exploring something that you find uncomfortable, but how do you get knowledge if you don't, you know...
Do they care about getting knowledge? Privilege gives you that right. Like, true. Privilege gives you the right. And I'm not saying it in a judgy way.
True.
Privilege isn't a horrible thing. No. Like, I have certain privileges. Like, I
as
feel
American,
like.
American, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm white. Yeah. I just pretend to be Latina. So as a white person, I have white privilege. Mm-hmm. I have cis privilege in most of the circles I move throughout. Like, I hate this word passing, but I pass in a lot of places.
I know what you mean by that, because when I first met you, there's another person we were discussing earlier who's a realtor in town. I did not know. And I don't, to be honest, whenever I meet a stranger anyway, I don't care. My big concern is like, is this person going to kill me? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Or are they going to be racist towards me? That kind of thing.
There's my snaps, all my snaps.
But that. As far as their sexuality or gender or who they want to, you know, go to bed with, I don't care. I really do not care. It's not something that goes through my head. So when I met you, again, I don't know about this whole thing about passing, but I didn't care. But if someone would have said, hey, do you think maybe Dina is, I'm like, I don't know. And if she is, I still don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So you're talking, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I have that privilege to be able to move through society. I travel to the South. I travel through the country a lot. And so I don't feel threatened in most places I go.
Right.
And it's a privilege.
Yeah.
And then we have privilege guilt sometimes where we feel guilty that, like, I feel like I don't have some of the struggles that my sisters do,
sure.
You know? And yeah. So I feel bad that I don't have those struggles, but I don't have those struggles. But I also have a greater responsibility to be visible.
Right. Yeah.
When it's safe, obviously. I mean, but there's a place where I feel like it's important for me to say, like, my first line in my show is very aggressive and very, and I tell you how it is. Like, right. This is who I am right away.
Sure.
And so I feel like that is one of the most important things for me to do as a trans person and as a comic is to say who I am right in the beginning.
Excellent. So folks, if you're tuning in right now, we're speaking to comedian Dina Nina Martinez. She's hilarious. We're going to take a little break here just so she can catch her breath, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you heard the news? The Mad Roland Dolls are hosting a 3-day Women's Flat Track Derby Association recognized national tournament. This invitational, dubbed Utter Chaos, takes place at Hartmeyer Ice Arena May 18th to the 20th. The following leagues will be participating: Ann Arbor Derby Dimes, Arch Rival Roller Derby, DuPage Derby Dames, Mad Roland Dolls, Minnesota Men's Roller Derby, Minnesota Roller Girls, No Coast Derby Girls, Philly Roller Derby, Team United Roller Derby, and Wisconsin Men's Roller Derby. For more information and to secure your tickets now, visit madisonrollerderby.org/utterchaos.
So you're listening to WORT here in lovely Madison, Wisconsin, in the United States of America. We're speaking to comedian Dina Nina Martinez, and she has graced us with her wonderful presence. So I want to get into microaggressions, but I also want to touch on, like, when did you sort of first realize you were different from other girls? You know what I mean? In that I didn't really realize I was gay until maybe around 7 or 8. And even then, I didn't really have the word gay. I just knew that something was different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I grew up in Texas in a very small town, very Southern Baptist / very conservative Christian.
So no drinking, dancing, smoking.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or sex before marriage.
Never. Like, smoking. My dad smoked, so it wasn't. He was like, don't smoke. But now I'm a Pall Mall queen, whatever. So yeah, like I knew that I was different than other people, but I didn't know. I didn't have words. And then I went to church and they're like, gay people are going to hell. Why right. do you talk about a lot of gay people? Was it because I was really a little more flamboyant? Sorry.
No, you're fine.
So, or were they targeting me essentially to sure. just be like, I mean, it just baffles me that small town churches talk about gay people so much okay. and how they're going to hell when... chances are there's maybe one in the bunch, you know, like.
Well, main tenets of the Bible are you're supposed to love thy enemy as thyself, and you really shouldn't be wasting your brain energy or your life on hating other people. But that's a soapbox.
But that's
that
the
I'm
Bible. That's not Christians.
Oh, I know. It's just a soapbox. I'm going to get off. I don't want to get letters or emails.
I'm bitter. You can send those letters to me. My address is just.
So why is transgender equality important then?
Well, because we're human.
Exactly. Yep.
And I don't get people's fascination with my junk when I don't talk about your junk unless I'm really interested in your junk. You know what I mean?
Like, I do know what you like mean. Which is probably the only reasonable time, right?
Like
for dating or I mean, on a date.
Please tell me about your crotch. Right. You know, like, but everybody is so obsessed with what I have between my legs, and it's so stupid and offensive and rude. And like, rude. I have people that I don't even know that say, "What do you have down there?" And I was like, "I don't that." Hi, good morning. Like,
I just want a mocha latte.
Right? I mean, exactly. So it's really like that's, I mean, we're just human and right. we're flesh and blood and right. bone, and I bleed and I hurt and my emotions hurt just as much as yours do. Sure. I eat my feelings probably more than most people. You know, like I'm just human with all the things, and I don't understand why that is so hard for us to get over. Like, oh, yeah. we're so focused on color, genitals, what you do in bed with someone. Why does it matter? Why are we legislating? Why did we ever legislate that a man shouldn't be able to have sex with a man? What, you know, like, well, you're
it's well that you know, this is a pretty big topic because it really depends on where you are in history and what part of the world you're in, because in some cultures and some civilizations it was perfectly fine. As I mentioned mm-hmm. at the top of the hour, you know, the Egyptians had three genders. They recognized that transgender mm-hmm. people were fully human and part of the population. Now, that's over 2,000 years mm-hmm. ago. And what happens is over time, we humans, for whatever reason, like to go a little crazy, right? And do really mm-hmm. stupid things like hate on people for mm-hmm. just being their authentic self, right?
Yeah. I think that y'all are just salty that I'm happy. Like, I'm comfortable and you can't be comfortable, and that's totally fine. Be salty, but don't legislate against me and being able to just live my life. Like, right. I just want to live my life.
Right. Yeah. I don't even understand this current mm-hmm. administration that says it's for everyone, our current government administration that says it's for everyone, but then rolls back protections for transgender folks who are possibly in prison or who may be serving in our military fighting for everyone's rights. But, you know, we should target them mm-hmm. because they cost so little compared to what else we pay out mm-hmm. and what else we actually don't pay out because our vets are not taken care of. Again, mm-hmm. this is a soapbox issue for mm-hmm. me, so I'm going to get off it. What would you say to folks out there who may believe that they are or that there may be a possibility that they are transgender?
That you are not broken.
Thank you.
I mean, you may be broken in a lot of different ways, right. but you're right. not broken right. because of who you are. You're right. not broken because you're trans.
Right.
You're not... you don't need to be fixed.
No.
You just need to have freedom to be able to be who you are.
And love yourself.
And if you have to stifle that because of the environment around you, your family.
Rural Texas.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Your family. If you have to stifle that for the time being, then stifle it, but do not stifle you on the inside.
Right.
Be you until you can be you
right.
in all of your glory and beauty. Yeah.
I felt that way about Caitlyn, you know, Caitlyn Jenner. I didn't really know who she was, and even when mm-hmm. before she transitioned. And I do remember, though, all of the comedians and all of the late night hosts who took their pot shots at her when she was transitioning, which I found totally egregious. I don't find that funny. When someone is struggling with their identity, to me, you know, making fun of them makes you a bad person.
Oh, but we've been the butt of everyone's joke for decades years, and that's just, well, I mean, I don't like Caitlyn Jenner. One of those seven words up here is a word that I would use for her.
I understand.
But I love that she's able to be who she is.
Exactly.
However unapologetic and annoying it is. But her journey is a journey of privilege.
Oh yeah.
Economic.
Oh, yeah.
Social.
Oh yeah.
And it's not a typical journey.
Oh no.
Like, am I so excited to see that she's a Kardashian? I have mixed feelings on that, but
so could you talk about a little bit, because our show is winding down, so I definitely want to get it in. I was going to ask about any microaggressions that you
and
experience.
I date guys in their 20s.
Yeah, well, got to have an age range.
I mean, right? microaggressions. Gosh, like there are these. Like we were talking about the. These men earlier who like to not think about it and they like to say, well, we'll get to you later, or you know, you're not a real woman, or there's so many things, like there's so many microaggressions, and the hugest white girl eye roll, like all the time. Like I feel like I'm at this point right now where I'm totally aware of it and I'm totally exhausted by it.
Now, what do you mean by the hugest white girl eye roll? And for folks out there who don't know,
it is always accompanied by a huge sigh. And generally the eyes roll back in the head and around a very, white girl eye roll.
She's not having it.
No. Imagine any of the housewives from any county.
Just not up for whatever, whatever BS you're bringing to the table. Right. Okay. So if someone is looking to book you for an event, how may they get in touch with you? Do you have a website or any numbers or addresses they should?
GinaNinaMartinez.com or even LadyLaughsComedy.com. So you can reach me at both, Dina at both of those. I'm ready to perform for you and be funny, speak for your event, talk about success, talk about, my inner thighs, like whatever you want. Like I'm ready to perform for you.
Serve as the hostess with the mostest.
Exactly. So you can email me through any of those, and I'm all over the socials. So you can find me, Dina Nina Martinez, on everything except for Twitter, which is weird.
Let's spell that out for folks out there.
DinaNinaMartinez.
Excellent. Excellent. So
emphasis on the EZ.
So if there are folks out there who...
Also, I'm single.
...want to... Let's say if folks are saying they're coming to terms with it, maybe they have a kid or a friend or someone they know who's transgender, and they want to, like, just educate themselves so they don't stick their foot in it or say something rude or off color. Is there anything you could recommend, any resources for self-education?
Resources... as far as input, I would say always err on the side of love.
Yeah. And kindness.
Yeah. Don't talk about my junk. Yeah. But there are so many places that you can find really good information. Just Google it. That's what the internet's for.
I know, but you know, people still seem to find it, bizarre that Black people are human beings and
shouldn't
be murdered in the streets, that kind of thing. Or have the police call on them when they're just having a barbecue in a park, something that folks the world over do, you know. So I understand when you say you can just Google it, but I don't see
it. Well, if you have a desire to know more, then Google it. Right. Like if you don't, then you're going to be ignorant and probably off color. Don't talk about my junk. Don't ever call me by a gender that I do not respond to. And never, if you know my birth name, don't ask my birth name. And like any woman, don't try to touch my hair. Oh, man. If it's not attached, I bought it. It's mine.
Well, oh, man, that's wonderful. Oh. just pulling up my script here, folks. We hope you've enjoyed our program. If you'd like to hear more, please visit our website and search for Query in the WORT archive. That wonderful music in the background that you hear is an artist out of Denmark. His name is Mikael Simpson. The song, I'm going to just murder the song. It's In Bacilla in Mi Blood. It's just bacteria in my blood. We would like to say a big thank you to the WRT staff collective and you, our audience, for tuning in. This evening's show was engineered, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Eldon Steele. Please tune into Query next week, and we will be speaking to entomologist PJ Leash about insects and gardens. Up next is This Way Out, and Mr. Mikael Simpson is going to play us out here. Have a good night, folks.
What does the Quran say about homosexuality in the original translation?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. The term is non-existent.
How can Islam and homosexuality be compatible?
I am Muslim. I am a gay man. I'm a father. I'm a lover. I'm a person of color. You know, we cannot put this human identity in a binary code.
Smile.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Northern Ireland's marriage impasse withstands common sense, Pakistan's sweeping trans rights bill awaits presidential assent, and a gay Muslim cleric reads the Quran with a queer consciousness. Those stories and more this week, because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Michael Lebeau.
And I'm Sarah Sweeney.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending May 12, 2018.